It's a dispute that has moved beyond the abilities of the attorneys to resolve informally, and Superior Court Judge David George asked Yerkes attorney, public defender Nathan Lockwood, to file a formal motion to compel the state to give up the email data contained in the computers of the two former city employees. But motions and responses take time, 30 days at least, and Yerkes' trial was supposed to begin on January 3rd. Judge George turned to Assistant District Attorney Amanda Browning and asked this question.
What is your estimate of when the case realistically could be able to go to trial?
Realistically, I think August.
That was Browning recommending August, which brought some in the gallery to tears. Allie Clayton's parents, Steve and Paula, have attended every hearing since Yerkes was charged with murder in the shooting death of their daughter last May. Most in the audience are friends there to support them. Their growing frustration over the delay was not lost on the judge.
You know, one of the things I have to consider is the impact on the victims and the families, and the Claytons have been here for pretty much every single one of these things. I've kind of given them a heads up a while back that this was likely going to get changed, but, you know, I don't want to set this again.
George polled the defense to find out if there might be any further delays.
Mr. Lockwood, do you have a sense of what other motions might be coming down the pipe?
Well, I'm cautious about committing myself to that at this point when we don't even know what evidence is still coming in. But I do know that at the very least there's going to be a motion to change venue.
A change of venue motion has been likely since the beginning of the case when Sitkins attended hearings in droves and were searched by police before being allowed in the courtroom. The numbers have thinned now, but interest in the case has not. Judge George warned that the court would be unlikely to consider a motion for a change of venue until it had at least tried to seat a jury in Sitka. George set the new trial date for September 4, 2018, long after his anticipated retirement date in April. "I hate to leave something of this magnitude to someone who hasn't been there from the beginning," he said. George's replacement will be appointed to the bench by the governor next spring. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.